as you heard on the news, McDonald's may be cutting back on AI at the drive-through for now, but they say they will continue to explore voice-activated artificial intelligence technology in the future. It's going to be a big part of our lives, whether we like it or not. Scott Kleinberg joins us now to tell us what to expect next. Good morning, Scott.
When Apple released the iPod back in 2001, you know, 23 years ago, there were already players that you could use to listen to digital music. But after Apple made that release, no one talked about those players anymore. And I don't think this is that much different.
All right. So for this conversation, let's start with the most important question. And that is basically, what exactly is AI? How do you define it?
I would say, Bob, the best way to sum it up is AI refers to machines and software that can learn, think, and make decisions similar to how humans do. Right now, the technology is in the process of being integrated into many of the devices we use every day, and that includes smartphones and tablets and computers.
And what does that mean when you say being integrated? What will we as users see here?
Well, it's going to be a case of seeing is indeed believing, but it's not just about looks. AI can make your devices actually smarter and more helpful by making tasks easier and more efficient. The features are all going to be different, but AI is going to be the common thread, and you'll be able to get the most out of your devices and, in a perfect world, enjoy a more seamless experience with them in place.
Hearing what Apple talked about regarding AI in upcoming devices, it sounds like we may need new phones to take advantage of all the new bells and whistles, will we?
Yeah, you're right. And while I think it's going to depend on who is providing the tools, you're right in the case of Apple. I think the minimum phone is the iPhone 15 Pro, and that's the premium current version that's out there. My phone, for example, is only 2 years old, and I'm not going to be able to take advantage of a lot of this. But it turns out this is likely a very strategic move. On one hand, you need processing power to take advantage of AI, so that means you need new chips and technology. But on the other hand, if people weren't upgrading their phones before because they didn't feel the need to, well, now all of a sudden there's this important need. So I'm already tempted to upgrade, and if it wasn't for this change, I wouldn't be.
Talking with digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg about artificial intelligence. Scott, what are we going to be hearing about next when it comes to artificial intelligence?
Well, Bob, one of the things is personalized assistants. So you know that voice assistants like Siri and Alexa, they've been around for years, right? But AI makes them that much more intelligent. They'll be able to understand context better, handle complex requests, learn from your interactions to provide more personalization. So, for example, you'll be able to ask, what's the weather like for my trip next week? And the assistant will check your calendar, find the trip details, and then give you the weather forecast for that location and time.
Wow. It sounds like the common theme is intelligence, and that means hopefully less work for us.
Yeah, hopefully. And that's exactly it. It's like weaving together multiple parts. So take that one question. What's the weather like for my trip next week? AI can handle the details, and then you'll be able to go a step further. So it'll be something like, what's the weather like for my trip next week? And can you check the availability at that hotel we stayed at 2 years ago on the beach? And if it's available, try to get that same room. I don't know about you, but I would not mind saying those words and having it all done for me and then automatically added to my calendar.
Yeah. What are some other examples you have?
There'll be enhanced photos and videos, and by enhanced, I mean better editing, but I also mean better automation. So you'll be able to say something like, create an album of all the photos I took from July 1st, 2023 to June 1st, 2024, but don't include the ones from California, and it'll be done.
You know, it sounds good. It sounds like it'll be convenient, but doesn't it all depend on how much information we have properly stored on our devices?
That is going to have a lot to do with it. Yes, when it comes to photos, that will absolutely have a lot to do with, and when it comes to hotel rooms and things like that. But when it comes to the ability to process multiple things at once, which is what people are most complaining about now, that they really can't do that, that's where it's going to really, really shine.
It'll be convenient if it all works right, huh?
Yes, convenience is definitely the right word. And, you know, there's also improved security. I mean, right now, okay, there's fingerprints, right? And there's Face ID. And while these features, they existed before, AI will enhance the accuracy and reliability. So AI will be able to detect the subtle changes in your appearance. You get a new haircut, you get new glasses, but it'll still recognize you. And if your phone can unlock just by looking at your face, it'll be able to do it in the lowest of lights or when there's different angles. So it'll be more and convenient. And, you know, some of this exists now, but it's only going to get better when we have new technology. Here's one I love. Better battery life and performance. So we're always looking for ways to save battery, right? AI will be able to learn your usage patterns and adjust settings to save battery life and optimize performance. So that means if you use certain apps in the morning and different ones in the evening, your phone may be able to prioritize the battery power for those apps depending on when you use them. I mean, that feels like a game changer for so many people.
Wow. You know, and not too distant future. People are going to be remembering these times that we're in now, and we think it's unbelievable what the smartphone can do. This is going to be looked at as a stone age, because it sounds like coming soon there's going to be something for everyone, or there could be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, it's going to appeal to different people in different ways. For some, it'll save you time with routine tasks and reminders. It'll definitely help with organization, like that photo album thing. To me, I cannot stop thinking about that. But better security means safer data. We can't get enough of that. And we didn't even go into all the health aspects. So you can monitor trends like sleep and fitness. And to be clear, many of the things we're talking about here, they already exist in some fashion, but AI is going to be so much better because of the intelligence factor.
So where's it all headed? What's in your crystal ball?
You know, I'm often surprised, Bob, at how I make predictions that come true, but also by the ones I totally miss. Like, I never would have seen TikTok taking over the world. But here I feel pretty confident that what we have here is the start of technology that untethers us from our phones and weaves the tech into other things. So imagine this. Someday, we'll all wear glasses that show our calendars and maps when we walk, in a safe way, of course. Someday, the fitness aspects that we now get from our watches and smart rings, they're going to be woven into the threads of the clothing. And houses that are wired for internet by default will be wired with this level of intelligence. So you're not going to need to buy an Alexa, or you're not going to need to use Siri in that same way. You'll just speak and it'll happen. And it's like I can see it clearly. You're standing in front of your fridge and you're out of mustard. And you say, we're out of mustard and those hot dogs, and they'll be delivered. And maybe they'll be delivered by drone that day. And, you know, when that happens, I think we're going to honestly look back at the way we do things today, and we're going to think of it the same way we do now about rotary dial phones and cassette tapes.
Yeah, and it'll be a world of distracted drivers, walkers. For the Genius Bar question, Scott, what has gone wrong here with the iPhone autocorrect? It seems to have gone nuts. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. And you know what, Bob? Autocorrect is one of those things that people complain about. It's either perfect or it's terrible. And for me, it's usually terrible. It's usually suggesting things that I don't like and all of that stuff. The fix, according to these companies, is to turn off the autocorrect so you don't have to worry about it. But that's not a fix. That doesn't solve the problem. Maybe, and I don't know this for sure, but maybe this is a situation where AI will be able to help. Because if AI learns from what you're actually doing on your device, it would know when you're using certain words and certain phrases and likely prioritize those certain words and phrases. So it's not as all over the map as it is right now. Now, for that, I am literally just prognosticating, but it makes perfect sense that that's the case, because what exists now, unfortunately, is not really perfect.
Right. It's more a hindrance than a help. And just a couple seconds left here, but I did want to get your opinion on the Surgeon General calling on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't going to do anything, is it? I don't think so. Do you?
I don't think so either. And you know what I would say to this, Bob? I become a proponent of balancing mental health when it comes to social media. I often talk about taking a break. It's really, really important. I think the message that's trying to be conveyed is important, and I applaud that it's out there. But the answer is not a banner on a website or a pop-up on a mobile app. Those things are not noticed, and they're not going to have any impact, especially the pop-ups. So there's a need for this for sure, but it has to be communicated in a meaningful way. That's the ongoing challenge. That's not going to happen with what's being proposed here.
Scott Kleinberg, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Take care, Bob. Thank you.